This Edgar Profiles podcast is supported by Ping. Edgar is an association of national federations formed in the year 2000 to develop and encourage initiatives which raise the awareness of golf, both as a participation and competitive sport for individuals with disability. For more information about Edgar, please visit edgargolf.com. Your host for this episode is Tony Bennett. Ping. Play your best.
If it is true that obstacles and difficulties are merely a gateway to developing an uncommon depth of character, then my guest today has certainly had his fair share. 19-year-old Australian Cameron Pollard can list quite a few obstacles. Cameron resides on the autistic spectrum and has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which to the layman means that Cameron's joints have a predisposition to dislocate from time to time. A rare genetic bowel condition called Hirschsprung disease, which has resulted in him having his bowel removed. And if that is not enough, he is also diagnosed with panic disorder. Our conversation reveals an upbeat character as we discuss how he got started in golf and how this young man wants to make a career in the game. Please enjoy my conversation with Cameron Pollard.
Ping. Play your best.
Cameron, good to be with you, and thanks for making the time to have a chat with me today here at the Australian Open.
Thank you.
Cameron, tell me, what does it mean to be here to play in the Australian Open as part of the All Abilities Championship?
It means a lot to be here and playing golf in the All Abilities because I've never experienced anything like this before, so I'm very excited.
Tell me a little bit about your golf. So how did you first start to play?
I first started to play with a set of plastic clubs my nan got them for me. And then I started playing golf from there.
How old would you be then when you were using those clubs?
I don't know. A long time ago. Yeah.
You're still pretty young now. How old are you now?
I'm 19.
Okay, so you were pretty young then.
Yeah.
And so, what happened then? So you started playing with the plastic clubs, and then what happened after that?
I just went out to golf with my dad, and I'd just go around with him. He'd put me in his golf bag, actually, and drag me along around the golf course. So.
And Dad's a pretty good player?
Yes, he is. He plays off two, so yeah.
So you were out with Dad. Mum plays as well, I believe.
Yeah, she's only just started playing, so yeah.
Where did you start to play? What golf course was it?
Sawtell in New South Wales.
Are you still playing there now?
Yeah.
Are they very good with you now?
Yeah, they are. I work in the pro shop there about 5 days a week. So it's very fun.
Tell me a little bit about your disability, Cameron, because you're part of the All Abilities Championship this week. So please explain to me a little bit about what goes on in your life.
Well, I have autism and a condition that makes my bones dislocate. So, it's very tough.
So how does that affect your golf, do you think?
It affects a little bit, but I've had both my knees operated on, so that's helped it a lot. So it's made me more stable throughout my swing and everything like that. So,
have you had to have a few operations on your knees?
Yes, I've had two operations on my knees. So I've had one on my left and one on my right. So, yeah.
And what was the rehabilitation like on that? Did it take a while?
Yeah, it did. I was very eager to get back out on the golf course. I was actually in the hospital swinging a golf club around, so.
I bet that went down well with the nurses.
Yeah, no.
When you go out and play on Friday, because you're going to play in the tournament on Friday, what are you expecting?
I'm just expecting, to play well. I hope I play well, but the experience is probably going to be the best thing there, so, yeah.
And do you play quite a lot with the guys that are also playing in the championship from Australia? Because there's four other players from Australia that are playing in this. So do you play a little bit with those guys?
No, this is actually the first ever time actually playing in one of these events. So I'm very excited to play with them throughout the week.
So you'll know of Mike Rolls and of Jeff and Shane, and you'll know about all of those guys.
Yeah.
And Stephen Pryor, of course.
Yeah. Well,
so there's quite a good group of Aussie players, and I know next week you're going to play down in Melbourne.
Yeah, so that will be fun too.
So they'll be all your teammates.
Yeah, they will.
Tell me, if you could advise somebody who was in a similar situation to yourself, so you say, as you say, you've got autism and you've also got the situation with your bones that dislocate easily, and if you could advise somebody who was in a similar situation to you, what would you want to tell them?
Do as much as you can. Do what you love and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how you practice at the moment. So, because obviously you're a good player, playing four handicap.
So I practice. Well, I play three comp games a week, and then I try and practice as much as possible throughout the week. So, yeah.
And do you work with any coaches to help you reach your potential?
Yeah, my coach, Brendan Barnes, he's coming to Melbourne with us next week. So he's not here this week, but he's coming down next week. So he's worked with me for a while now.
I bet he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, he is.
So what are you working on technically with your game right now?
Not much, just practicing. Like, I do a lot of putting, so I started off golf putting for about 14 years.
Favourite golf club in the bag?
My 6-iron.
Your 6-iron?
Yep.
Is there a story behind that? Or
There's a bit of a story, a long story. I won't go into it, but yeah.
Well, look, it's been really nice to chat to you. I wish you all the very best for this week
and
for next week. Don't play too well next week, because you're playing against the Europeans.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm from the Europe side, so...
Yeah.
Please make sure that you give them a little bit of grace when they go and play. But thanks very much.
Enjoy
your week.
Yeah.
And now time for a short, true story told by Ping.
If imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, Ping's creation of the Ping Answer received more talk than any other golf club in the modern era. Designed in 1966, Carsten used a record album sleeve and covered it with sketches of his answer to people's putting problems, his first putter to use an offset hosel. The name was created with his wife Louise when she suggested it should be called Answer, as it would be the answer to players' putting problems. However, when Carsten tried to fit it on the toe of the club, it was too long. Louise suggested to leave the W out of the spelling, as it would still sound the same and people would understand it meant the same. The name fitted perfectly, and the Answer, spelled A-N-S-E-R, was born. With the introduction of the Answer putter, PGA Tour and LPGA Tour pros embraced his new technology. Ping putter wins piled up, and then the small company of Ping was officially up and running. The Answer went on to become the most used putters for victories in the history of golf, and is still the dominant design on every major professional tour.
This was an Edgar Player story supported by Ping, helping golfers to play their best. For more information about Edgar, please visit edgargolf.com. Stay tuned for the next Edgar podcast. Ping. Play your best.